إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر: وأمر أهلك بالصلاة واصطبر عليها، لا نسألك رزقا نحن نرزقك، والعاقبة للتقوى. وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: ما نحل والد ولدا أفضل من أدب حسن. وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: رحم الله والدا أعان ولده على بره، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله المولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Honorable علماء الكرام، respected brothers and elders and our listeners, Allah تبارك وتعالى has blessed and favored insan with many ni'mat and bounties and favors. In fact, it comes in the hadith: الدُّنْيَا خُلِقَتْ لَكُمْ. That whatever is in this dunya has been created for the service of insan. وَأَنْتُمْ خُلِقْتُمْ لِلْآخِرَةِ. And insan has been created exclusively for the service of Allah. Among the many ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala upon insan is the ni'mat of children and offspring. This is indeed a great ni'mat from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The value of children can be asked to those married couples who are desirous of children and cannot have children. The value of sons can be asked to those parents who have daughters and are desirous of sons, and likewise the vice versa. Of course, this is the choice of Allah, which Allah mentions in the Quran: يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورُ أَوْ يُزَوِّجُهُمْ ذُكْرَانًا وَإِنَاثًا وَيَجْعَلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ عَقِيمًا. Allah says, some I bless with sons, some I bless with daughters, some I bless with sons and daughters, and some I do not bless with children. This is my choice and my decision. My knowledge is complete and my power is complete, and according to my divine decision, that is how I distribute amongst my creation. يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ. I regulate the affairs from the skies to the earth. هُوَ الَّذِي أَضْحَكَ وَأَبَكَى وَأَمَاتَ وَأَحْيَى وَأَنَّهُ خَلَقَ الزَّوْجَيْنِ الذَّكَرَ وَالْأُنْثَى مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ إِذَا تُمْنَى. Allah Ta'ala says, it is me that makes some happy, and it is me that makes some people go through difficulties. أَغْنَى وَأَقْنَى. It is me that makes some wealthy and some poor. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions, أَلْمَالُ وَالْبَنُونَ زِينَةُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. The children and sons is the pride of insan in this dunya. He looks towards the future of his children. In fact, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also encouraged us in the hadith to have children. This is something that has been encouraged by Islam. تَزَوَّجُ الْوَدُودَ الْوَلُودِ فَإِنِّي مُكَاثِرٌ بِكُمُ الْأُمَمَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Get married to such a woman that can bear maximum children, of course by gauging at her mother or her sisters or her aunt or the family itself, so that I can have the pride on the day of Qiyamah that, oh Allah, this is the figure of my ummah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith of Tirmidhi Sharif that 80 sifts will be formed of this ummah and 40 of the nations that came prior to us, giving us a total of 120 sifts. وَعُرِذُوا عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ صَفَّى لَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةِ. So indeed, children is a great ni'mat from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But we must understand that just as this is a ni'mat from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in the same breath it is a test from Allah. Allah mentions, إِنَّمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَأَوْلَادُكُمْ فِتْنَةً وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. Verily your wealth and your children, it is a great admonish and a test from Allah. It is a great responsibility from Allah. And a responsibility is a gift and not a burden. In fact, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Al-waladu mabkhalatun majbanatun. Because of children, many a times a person becomes selfish and a person becomes coward. He cannot spend because the needs of his children are before him at every moment. He is not ready to strive in the path of Allah at every moment because of the needs of his children. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was asked, what is nikah? What is the reality of nikah? So he said, luzumu mahrin, the compulsion of dowry. So the sa'il, the person asked him the question, said, what comes after it? He said, sururu shahrin, after it comes joy and happiness for 1 month. Let us put that in inverted commas, joy and happiness for 1 month. The sa'il then asked, what comes after it, O Ali radiallahu anhu? So that Ali radiallahu anhu said, after it comes ghumumu dahrin, lifelong pain, problems, hardships, difficulties, adverse condition, the ups and downs of life. Like in English they say, problems never end, they only differ. What cannot be cured must be endured. Someone said, how sad, roses have thorns. So the next one said, how nice, thorns have roses. So in life, تِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. Sometimes it's days of joy, sometimes it's days of difficulty. After that, what comes, O Ali radiallahu anhu? Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu said, كُسُورُ ظَهْرٍ. After that, your back will break in two. And then my ustad used to say, after it comes, نُزُولُ قَبْرٍ, 6 feet down. So indeed, my respected brothers and listeners, it is a great ni'mat from Allah. Provided the children is given the correct upbringing, then wallah, like when the child is small, we say he is the bundle of joy, is the apple of the eye, and when he grows up, he becomes a shoulder for the parents to lean on, and if the correct tarbiyat is given to him, then his good is not limited to this dunya, but after the demise of the parents, that is the time they will benefit from him maximally, which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَوَّلَدٍ صَالِحٍ يَدْعُوا لَهُ. That the pious offspring that you will leave behind will not only benefit you in this dunya, but the benefit will be transferred as well in the akhirah. Dawud alayhi salatu was salam used to say, Allahumma inni as'aluka arba'a. Oh Allah, I ask from you four. Lisanan zakira, I ask from you a tongue that is moist in your remembrance. Qalban shakira, I ask from you a heart that is full of your gratitude. Badanan sabira, I ask from you a body that can undergo difficulties in the promotion of your deen. Today we have a body that can undergo difficulties, but in the promotion of dunya. وَزَوْجَةً تُعِينُنِي فِي دُنْيَايَ وَآخِرَتِي. And I ask from you such a partner that makes my dunya also a pleasure and makes my akhirat also a pleasure. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ أَرْبَعَةٍ. And I seek thy protection from four. He has asked the good of the entire dunya in this dua of his. مِنْ مَالٍ يَكُونُ عَلِيَّ وَبَالَ. I seek thy protection from such wealth which becomes the means of my destruction. وَمِنْ وَلَدٍ يَكُونُ عَلَيَّ سَيِّدًا. And I seek thy protection from such offspring who dominate over their parents. Which is the sign of Qiyamah in the hadith of Jibreel. Hadith of Jibreel which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَنْتَلِدَ الْأَمَةُ رَبَّتَهَا. That the slave will give birth to her master. In other words, the usul will become furu', the furu' will become usul. The father will find it difficult to ask his child when the son will come late in the night, 2 o'clock, and now the parents will sigh with relief. Then the father will tap his wife and say, tu push tarop urache. Where it will be difficult for the parents to approach the children. What method should I use and apply that I mustn't offend my child? وَمِنْ جَارٍ لَوْ رَعَى مِنِّي حَسَنَةً كَتَمَهَا وَلَوْ رَعَى مِنِّي سَيِّئَةً فَشَاهَا. And I seek thy protection from such a neighbor. When he sees my good, he conceals it, and when he sees my evil, he publicizes it. وَمِنْ زَوْجَةٍ تُشَيِّبُنِي قَبْلَ وَقْتِ الْمَشِيدِ. And I seek thy protection from such a partner that makes me age before my time. So if they will be given the correct upbringing, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَنْ عَالَ جَارِيَتَيْنِ حَتَّى تَبْلُغَ جَاءَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَنَا وَهُوَ كَهَاتَيْنِ.
That person who has been blessed with two daughters and he gives them the correct upbringing until they mature, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, myself and him will be so close on the day of Qiyamah, indicating the closeness with his musabbiha, that is his index finger and the middle finger. We will be so close on the day of Qiyamah. And if the correct upbringing is not given, then instead of becoming a ni'mat, they become a musibat. And instead of becoming an income, the money that is gathered is waste, is used on his, or is spent lavishly on his demands. Instead of becoming a shoulder for the parents to lean on, the other possible shoulders in the form of the other children, this child, because of his evil, deprives the father of the benefit of his other brothers also. Now let us study in the light of Quran and Hadith, something which is common in our country, which is common internationally, which is common in the era in which we are living. What are the contributing factors to the destruction of our children? One person came to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu complaining that the son of mine is disobedient to me. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu reprimanded that son, admonished him, warned him. After he was completed, this boy asked Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, if you permit me to speak, I would like to say a few words. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said, go ahead. He says that you have explained to me and we are well acquainted that our parents have rights over us. My question to you is, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, do we have rights over our parents? Our parents have rights over us? Do we have rights over our parents? So Umar radiallahu anhu said, yes. You have three rights over your parents. Your father is responsible of choosing the correct mother for his generation to come. At the time of marriage, it is the amanat that your father chooses the correct mother for his children. When you are born, to give you the correct Islamic name, and third, to educate you with the ta'lim of the Quran. This boy stood up and he said, Oh Amir al-Mu'mineen, I can negate all three. My father hasn't given me the opportunity to benefit from one of these three ni'mat. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu summoned that father, let us listen to this very attentively. And he told that father, let me tell you, you have been evil to this child before he was evil to you. You have disobeyed this child before he has disobeyed you. And you have destroyed this child before he has destroyed himself. You have been evil to this child before he has been evil to you. You have disobeyed him before he has disobeyed you, and you have destroyed him before he has destroyed himself. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi says that when the child comes in this dunya, he comes with a clean heart. He comes with the complete ability of accepting the truth. And it will be very unfortunate on his part that when he comes with the correct open mind, like Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Al-ilmu fi al-sighri kan-naqshi fi al-hajar. To educate a child in his childhood is like engraving something onto the stone. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, لَأَنْ يَتَصَدَّقَ أَحَدٌ فِي حَيَاتِهِ بِدِرْهَمٍ خَيْرٌ لَهُ مِنْ أَنْ يَتَصَدَّقَ بِمِئَةٍ عِنْدَ مَوْتِهِ. It is better for one of you to give one dirham charity while you are alive and you need that money than to give 100 at the time of death. That you are saying this must go to your brother, وَقَدْ كَانَ لِفُلَانٍ وَقَدْ كَانَ لِفُلَانٍ. Whether you distribute it or not, Shariat has already distributed it. يُوصِيكُمُ اللَّهُ فِي أَوْلَادِكُمْ لِلذَّكَرِ مِثْلُ حَظِّ الْأُنْثَيَيْنِ. So that child comes with the ability of accepting the truth. It will be as it is, as soon as the child comes in this dunya, the first attack comes from the devil. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith of Mishkat Sharif, that when the child comes in this dunya, then he is crying. He is not crying because he is feeling cold. He is not crying because he is not acquainted with the atmosphere. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَيَسْتَهِلُّ صَارِخًا مِنْ مَسِّ الشَّيْطَانِ. He is crying because the devil has poked him and the devil has announced his enmity with this masoom child from day one. That myself and you are enemies till the day you die. And I have vowed with Allah. He told Allah, لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صُرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ ثم لآتينهم من بين أيديهم ومن خلفهم وعن أيمانهم وعن شمائلهم ولا تجد أكثرهم شاكرين.
Oh Allah, I am going to sit in the path of guidance, and I will attack your servants from every angle, and the effect of my attack will be I will make them ungrateful of your bounties.
ولا تجد أكثرهم شاكرين.
And Allah says, وقليل من عبادي الشكور. A very minority, a very small figure of my servants are grateful to me.
The poet says it very beautifully, that many a times the child is deprived of the correct upbringing because he loses his parents in his before reaching the age of puberty.
But the poet, the Arabic poet says it, ليس اليتيم من انتهى إليه أبواه من هم الحياة وخلفاه ذليلا إن اليتيم هو الذي تلقى له أما تخلت أو أبا مشغولا.
He says, as far as I am concerned, there are two categories of orphans, and I will sympathize on both. One is the child who physically loses his parents before he reaches the age of puberty. But he says there is another category of orphan as well, is that child who finds his parents but unfortunately are too occupied in their material commitments and are unable to rear this child and give him the correct Islamic upbringing. The poet says this child also needs your sympathy. He is also ma'asum and he is also a yatim. There are two categories of yatim. The child is an amanat from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and we are answerable of seeing that we educate him. Allah ta'ala has encouraged us to having children, and Allah ta'ala has explained to us from childhood till the day we leave this dunya how a Muslim has to conduct his life from birth to death. A complete code and mode and a way of life.
Hazrat Suhail rahmatullah alayhi says, I was a small boy at the age of 3 and I was at the place of my uncle. So my uncle told me that, oh my nephew, aren't you going to worship that Allah that has created you? I was only aged 3 at that time, that our child is still learning the name of Allah. Today our condition is such that when the wife conceives, we make dua, Mawlana make dua, Allah Ta'ala must give me a normal child. After Allah Ta'ala blesses us with a normal child, Mawlana make dua, Allah keep the children happy and Allah keep them healthy. After Allah keeps them happy and Allah keeps them healthy, when the child reaches the age of 15 and he has already chose his route in life, that time he says, Mawlana make dua, Allah pura unhe nek banawe. Which was the first option of a believer. Zakariya alayhi salatu wassalam made dua to Allah, Rabbi habli min ladunka dhurriyatan tayyiba. Oh Allah, bless me with pious offspring. Waj'alhu Rabbi radiyya. He hasn't been granted the assurance of the acceptance of his prayer, but he highlights the aspect of Allah, if you are going to give me a child, then one that is obedient to you. So I asked my uncle, how must I worship Allah? I'm only 3 years old. How can I worship Allah? So my uncle told me, every night when you go to sleep, read 3 things. Allahu ma'i, Allahu nazirun ilayya, Allahu shahidi. Allah is watching me, Allah is aware of what I'm doing, and Allah is with me. He says, as a small child, I took the advice of my uncle and I used to read this dua every day. After 1 week, I came back to my uncle as a child that I'm reading this dua. So he told me, increase the figure from 3 to 7. So I used to read this dua 7 times every day. 1 year lapsed, 2 years, 3 years. By this time, the sweetness of this dua had already penetrated into my heart. Then he told me, he says, oh my nephew, tell me, that person whom Allah is watching him, and Allah is aware of every action of his, can he ever disobey Allah? Of course, haram was brought to him at that moment when he had recognized who Allah is. Without introducing Allah to our children and then telling them this is haram, how can the child ever abstain when he doesn't know who Allah is? Allah Ta'ala, quoting the advice of Luqman alayhi salam, mentions in the Quran, Ya bunayya innaha. He says, oh my son, innaha sahibi jalalain, right? Al-khaslatu sayyi'a. If you have to commit an evil act, fatakun fi sakhratin, hidden in the mountains, aw fi samawat, or on the skies, aw fi al-ard, on the earth. Oh my son, if you have to disobey Allah, in any remote place, in any hidden place,
Remember, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَطِيفٌ خَبِيرٌ لَطِيفٌ بِإِسْتِخْرَاجِهَا خَبِيرٌ بِمَكَانِهَا. Allah is aware. Let us sit and think, we have gathered our children and we have discussed many issues. Have we ever sat down and reminded them about the day that they have to answer before Allah? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Fatima in the words of Bukhari, Ya Fatima, salini ma shi'ti min mali, la ughni anki min Allahi shay'a. Oh Fatima, whatever you want as far as material is concerned of your fathers, then you have the choice, have it and take it without my permission. But don't remain in this deception that because you are the daughter of the Nabi of Allah, you will have no reckoning. Oh Fatima, before Allah, your reckoning will be separate, mine will be separate. What about our daughters? What about our children? When Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha was brought to the grave, Abu Dhar Ghifari radiallahu anhu told the grave, Ya qabru atadri manil lati jina biha ilayk. Oh grave, do you know what amanat has been brought to you today? And do you know who will be lowered into you? هذه فاطمة بنت محمد زوجة علي أم الحسن والحسين رضي الله عنهما. This is the daughter of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the wife of Ali and this is the mother of Hassan and Hussein رضي الله عنهما. The grave spoke, ما أنا موضع حسب ولا نسب بل أنا موضع عمل صالح. Oh Abu Dhar, I don't see who comes, I see what they come. Oh Abu Dhar, I do not see who comes, I see what they come. What will be the condition of our daughters? If we want to know what is best for our daughters, then let us ask that very same Fatima, who is the queen of the women of Jannat. أَيُّ شَيْءٍ خَيْرٌ لِلنِّسَاءِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked his Sahaba, oh my Sahaba, what is best for women? Sahaba remained silent. Go and ask my daughter Fatima. That woman who has preserved her nature. Every child comes with fitrat. But that woman who had preserved her nature can make a statement of this caliber. أَيُّ شَيْءٍ خَيْرٌ لِلنِّسَاءِ. What is best for women, O Fatima? Fatima رضي الله عنها said, يا رسول الله لا يرين الرجال ولا يرونهن. The best thing for women is, O Nabi of Allah, her sight must not fall on any strange man and no strange man's sight must fall on her. There's nothing that is more better for any girl or any mother or any sister. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَقْرَبُ مَا تَكُونُ مِنْ وَجْهِ رَبِّهَا وَهِيَ فِي قَعْرِ بَيْتِهَا. The closest a woman can become to her Allah and the most connection she can have with her Allah is when she is in the four walls of a house. A woman cannot come closer to Allah at any other venue as she can in the four walls of a house. My respected brothers, let us understand this is the statement of that woman that is the queen of the women of Jannat. Hazrat Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu says, we used to teach our children the ghazawat and the campaigns in which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam participated as we used to teach them Surah Fatiha. At any time, like any child can read Surah Fatiha, any of our sons or our children or the children of the Sahaba could explain to anyone how many battles Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam participated in. That is how we used to educate them. Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu told his son, Ya Bunayya in talabta al-ghina fatlubhu fil qana'ati fa innaha malun la yanfad. Oh my son, I want you to be wealthy and you want to be wealthy and that is the tamanna of every parent. Allah mara purao ne suki kar do ne lukone bo de do. Oh my son, if you are searching for wealth, then search for it in contentment. Allah's qasam, this is unending wealth. The poet says, الحر عبد ما طمع والعبد حر ما قنع. The king is a slave as long as he has greed and the slave is a king as long as he is content. منهمان لا يشبعان. The greed of two never come to an end. لو كان لابن آدم واديا من ذهب أحب أن يكون واديان وفي رواية لو كان لابن آدم واديان من ذهب لابتغى ثالثا ولن يملأ فاه إلا التراب. If man has one valley of gold, he will desire two. And if he has two, he will desire three. The only thing that will saturate the belly of insan will be the soil of his grave. Nothing else. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, the first right, the ulama have written, in Tanbihul Ghafilin, the call of some hukama is written, مَنْ عَصَى وَالِدَيْهِ لَمْ يَرَى السُّرُورِ مِنْ وَلَدِهِ. That person who will disobey his parents, Allah's ghairat will not accept that he sees prosperity from his children. That person who will disobey his parents, Allah's system is such, Allah will not show him obedient children. My respected brothers, when the topic is highlighted of the respect of parents, then we are ready to turn. But what about our parents that are resting in the graveyard for so many years? I only have the ability to go on Eid day, and I only have the ability to go once or twice a year. How loyal have I been to my parents that I want my children to be loyal to me? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَا الْمَيِّتُ فِي قَبْرِهِ إِلَّا كَالْغَرِيقِ. The condition of the dweller of the grave is like a man drowning. He is waiting for someone to take him to the shore in the form of dua, in the form of tilawat, in the form of sadaqah jariyah. He is drowning. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentions the first responsibility or the first right that our children have over us is at the time of nikah to choose the correct partner. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, تُنْكَحُ الْمَرْأَةُ لِأَرْبَعٍ لِمَالِهَا وَلِجَمَالِهَا وَلِحَسَبِهَا وَلِدِينِهَا فَاظْفَرْ بِذَاتِ الدِّينِ تَرِبَتْ يَدَاكَ. That a woman is generally married on one of the four grounds, one of the four reasons, either her beauty, either her piety, either her lineage, or either her wealth. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when you have to weigh the options, and when you have to make a choice, then give preference to deen taribat yadak. At any cost, give preference to deen. In fact, it comes in one hadith, مَنْ تَزَوَّجَ إِمْرَأَةً لِمَالِهَا لَمْ يَزِدْهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا فَقْرًا. That person who gets married to a woman only on the grounds of her wealth and ignoring her piety, thinking that after I will get married to her, I will become wealthy and rich, after performing the nikah, Allah will open the doors of poverty for him. The system of Allah is something else. That is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِذَا جَاءَكُمْ مَنْ تَرْضَوْنَ دِينَهُ وَخُلُقَهُ فَزَوِّدُوهُ. When that proposal comes to your house for your daughter, regarding whose deen and whose akhlaq you are pleased with, immediately have the nikah performed. If you will delay in such a good proposal, it will lead to fitnatun fil ardi wa fasadun arid. It will lead to corruption and evil in the entire dunya. Can we imagine neglecting of a good proposal if it is going to lead to fitna in the entire dunya? Then how much fitna will it cause in that house from which the fitna will emerge and originate? Let us understand where our faults lie. Allah give me also the understanding. Allah give all our listeners and all our brothers the understanding. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, تَزَوَّجُوا فِي الْحِجْرِ الصَّالِحِ فَإِنَّ الْعِرْقَ دَسَّاسِ. Get married in a pious family because family habits will penetrate into your offspring. Now this hadith can become an answer for many of our youngsters that say, Molana, my parents don't want to understand, she has accepted iman. Yes, she has accepted, but not only her habits are going to come into the children, the habits of that entire family is going to come into the children. That is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, get married into a pious family. And that is why the ulama tell us to look for kufu and equality in piety, so that both partners have the same goal before them. Otherwise, if there's deen in one and there isn't deen in the other one, the wife will desire a different future for her child, and the husband will desire a different future, and this is where the clash will come. So Islam is that beautiful religion that has taught us or educated us to make an effort of bringing piety in our children, not after they are born or after the wife is conceived. From the day we are choosing the partner, from that day, think forward for the future of your children. In the time of Sahaba Ikram, there was absolutely no formalities. We find the qualities of Sahaba, أَقَلُّهُمْ تَكَلُّفًا, they had no takalluf. And that is why there was barakat in whatever they did. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu went to Yemen to propose. Listen to this hadith. He told his future father-in-law to be, when he opens the door, he says, أنا بلال وهذا أخي عبدان من الحبشة كنا ظالين فهدان الله وكنا عبدين فأعتقنا الله إن تنكحونا فالحمد لله وإن تمنعونا فالله أكبر. I am Bilal and this is my brother. Listen to my introduction. We are two slaves of Abyssinia. We were astray, Allah guided us.
if you give me the hand of your daughter in my marriage, alhamdulillah, and if you don't give it, Allah is sufficient. Absolutely no formalities, direct to the sunnah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, inna a'zama al-nikahi barakatan. The nikah with the greatest barakat is the one with the least expense. Man radiya min, this hadith is in Mishkat. Man radiya min Allahi bil yaseeri min al-rizqi, radiya Allahu minhu bil qaleeli min al-amal. That person who will be pleased with minimum sustenance from Allah, Allah will be pleased with minimum action from him. Sahaba took minimum sustenance and maximum amal. We take in maximum mal and we have minimum amal. Many a times, we are not realizing, we are under the impression that we are benefiting our children. Wallah, we are harming them. Nabi Sassim's parting advice to Mu'adh ibn Jabal, who is the greatest mufti of the Summa, a'lamuhum bil halali wal haram. When he's departing, not for 1 month or 2 months, Nabi Sassim made it known to him and clear to him, asa Allah talqani ba'da aami hada, la'allaka tamurru bi masjidi wa bi qabri. Oh Mu'adh, this is mine and your last meeting. After that we will not meet. Let me give you some parting advice. Iyaka wa tana'um fa inna ibadallahi laysu bil mutana'imin. O Mu'adh, distance yourself from the luxury of this dunya. Allah's qasam, the chosen friends of Allah have nothing to do with the luxury of this world. We think once our daughter is married, the responsibility is off our shoulders. There is a hadith in Bukhari and Muslim. The words of Muslim is, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَهُنَّ حَوْلِي يَتْلُبْنَنِي النَّفْقَةَ. The Azwaj-e Mutahharat came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, O Nabi of Allah, the other women are living in so much ease and comfort, I think you have to give us more expense as well. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu did not feel that now my daughter is out of my control and she is living with her husband, I don't have to worry. He went to Aisha and he said, Aisha, that's the last you ask the Nabi of Allah for money. He will say, Tutara Danini puch money kem puchach. And Hazrat Umar went to Hazrat Hafsa and said, Oh Hafsa, I don't want to ever hear you ask the Nabi of Allah for money. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu used to tell the people, تَجْمَعُونَ مَا لَا تَأْكُلُونَ تَأْمُلُونَ مَا لَا تَبْلُغُونَ تَسْكُنُونَ تَبْنُونَ مَا لَا تَسْكُنُونَ أَلَا تَسْتَحْيُونَ. You gather things you don't eat, you hope for things your grandchildren won't see, you build palaces in which you don't stay, don't you fear Allah? The people that came prior to you did the same thing, فَأَصْبَحَ جَمْعُهُمْ بُورًا وَعَمْلُهُمْ غُرُورًا وَبُيُوتُهُمْ قُبُورًا. Whatever they gathered was destroyed. Their hopes were deception and their palaces became graves. We better off teaching them taqwa and see what Allah will do. It was the practice of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after Asr Salah, he used to visit his Azwaj al-Mutahharat. And he used to go with everyone for a short period of time. And every woman was desirous that my Nabi stays by me the longest period. So what they used to do sometimes, after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had completed his share and he was about to go, they used to say, Oh Nabi of Allah, let me prepare something for you. They used to prepare when it was time for him to leave. And in this manner he used to have a honey by Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha's place. And because of that, his stay at Hazrat Zainab was longer than the stay at the other wives. Hazrat Aisha and Hazrat Hafsa, who after all were insan. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi teachings were, when he was in the house, he was like one ordinary person. He one day told Hazrat Aisha, Aisha, I know exactly when you cross and you're upset with me. So Hazrat Aisha said, how do you know, Nabi of Allah? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you are happy with me, you say, La wa Rabbi Muhammad. And when you are displeased with me, you say, La wa Rabbi Ibrahim. When you are pleased with me, you say, I take the qasam of the Lord of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when you are displeased with me, you say, I take the qasam of the Lord of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So Hazrat Aisha said, yes, O Nabi of Allah, ma ahduru illa ismak. I don't leave you, I only leave your name. So Hazrat Aisha and Hazrat Hafsa radiallahu anha made a plan that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to come by us, we are going to tell him, O Nabi of Allah, ajidu minka riha maghafir. I'm getting the smell of maghafir from you. And maghafir was a type of food which used to give off an odor which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam disliked, because he used to mention, ana rajulun unaji rabbi. Do not give me anything that has a bad smell, because I'm in perpetual contact with the malaika and my Allah. I said, O Nabi of Allah, there's a smell coming out of your mouth. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, I just had honey, I had nothing else. Then he went to the house of Hazrat Hafsa radiallahu anha. Hazrat Hafsa said, Ya Rasulallah, ajidu minka riha maghafir. This is the words of Bukhari. O Nabi of Allah, I'm getting a funny smell from your mouth. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no. Kuntu ashrabu aslan inda Zainab binti Jahshin, falan a'ooda lahu wa qad halaftu, la tukhbiri bithalika ahad. I used to have honey, but now you're insisting it's giving a bad smell. Allah's Qasam, I won't have this honey, but do me one favor, don't tell Zainab and don't tell the other wives, they won't like it. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam abstained from something that was halal to accommodate unity between his wives. Let us see what was the approach of Allah to this decision and choice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah sent Jibreel with Quran. يا أيها النبي لم تحرم ما أحل الله لك تبتغي مرضات أزواجك يا أيها النبي لم تحرم ما أحل الله لك تبتغي مرضات أزواجك والله غفور رحيم قد فرض الله لكم تحلة أيمانكم والله مولاكم وهو العليم الحكيم. O Nabi of Allah, to maintain unity between your wives, are you going to abstain from something that I have made halal for you? قَدْ فَرَضَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ تَحِلَّةَ عِمَانِكُمْ. Allah is teaching you the manner of breaking your qasam and eating that honey. Now my respected brothers and listeners, let us pause. When the Nabi of Allah, to accommodate the pleasure of the daughter of Abu Bakr, abstained from something that was made halal, Allah gave it place in the Quran. Today's parents, to accommodate the luxury of their children, to accommodate the desires of their children, sometimes in the names of I pelli poiriche, and sometimes in the name of I chelli poiriche, we forego the order of Allah, we neglect the order of Allah, we make the order of Allah flexible. What must be our condition in the eyes of Allah? When the Nabi, and Allah said it straight, وَاللَّهُ لَا يَسْتَحْيِي مِنَ الْحَقِّ, and Allah told the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِن تَتُوبَا إِلَى اللَّهِ فَقَدَ صَغَتْ قُلُوبُكُمَا. O Aisha and Hafsa, repent to Allah. And if not, Allah will replace his Nabi with wife. And then Allah describes his wife, قَانِتَاتٍ عَابِدَاتٍ سَائِحَاتٍ سَيِّبَاتٍ وَأَبْكَارًا. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in one hadith, لَعَنَ اللَّهُ النَّاظِرَ وَالْمَنْظُورِ إِلَيْهِ. Allah Ta'ala's curse is on that person who casts an evil glance at the opposite sex. And Allah's curse is on that person, male or female, who promotes himself or herself so that others can look at him or her. Now if we sit and study our whole setup today, we will put a divider between the males and females, but the main table must be centralized that everyone can see. We are thinking that we are trying to start a good future for our children. In the light of this hadith, we are commencing this future with the curse of Allah and His Nabi. My respected brothers, let us understand this is Quran, this is hadith, this is divine. Allah give us the understanding. Then he says, when the child is born, to give him the correct name. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّكُمْ تُدْعَوْنَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ بِأَسْمَائِكُمْ وَأَسْمَائِ آبَائِكُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا أَسْمَاءَكُمْ. On the day of Qiyamah, you will be called by your name and the name of your father, so beautify your name. When a person has an unusual surname, and he has to be called up in a majma, then he dislikes people recognizing him by that surname. Call me by my first name, it's enough, you don't have to mention my surname. Imagine on the day of Qiyamah, when billions of people will be gathered. Let us see, when this is the divine order of Allah Ta'ala, how did Sahaba Ikram implement this? We will say that, no, Alhamdulillah, I'm keeping my children's name according to this and according to that. Hazrat Zubair ibn Awam radiallahu anhu used to say, إِنَّ طَلْحَةَ بْنَ عُبَيْدُ اللَّهِ يُسَمِّي بَنِيهِ بِأَسْمَاءِ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ وَقَدْ عَلِمَ أَلَّا نَبِيَّ بَعْدَ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَإِنِّي لَأُسَمِّي بَنِيَّ بِأَسْمَاءِ الشُّهَدَاءِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَسْتَشْهَدُونَ. That I will name and label my children after the names of martyrs, hoping that just as Allah has blessed those people with martyrdom, Allah must bless my children also with martyrdom. When my child comes in the dunya, I can't put him in the battlefield, but the minimum that I can create, the minimum similarity that I can create between him and a martyr, he is given the name of a martyr. So Allah had blessed him with 7 sons. And he gave his first son's name Abdullah after the great martyr Abdullah bin Jahash radiallahu anhu, who on the occasion of Uhud lifted his hands and said, Allahumma inni uqsimu an alqa al-aduwa ghadan. Oh Allah, tomorrow will be the battle between the Muslims and the kuffar. فَيَقْتُلُونَنِي, give the kafir an upper hand to kill me. وَيَبْقُرُوا بَطَنِي, and give him the ability to cut my stomach in two. وَيَجْدَعُوا أَنْفِي وَأُذُنِي, and give him the strength to remove my ears and my nose. And in this condition, let them lower me in my grave. Tomorrow when the alan will be made, أَيَّتُهَا الْعِظَامُ الْبَالِيَةُ, oh those decomposed bones, resting in the cemeteries of the entire dunya, قُومِي, stand up لِفَصْلِ الْقَضَاءِ, to give hisab before Allah. قل إن الأولين والآخرين لمجموعون إلى ميقات يوم معلوم. I want to walk on the Maidan of Hashr in this condition. Then you must ask me, O Allah, that, O Abdullah, I perfected you and sent you in this dunya. What has happened to you? Then I will say, O Allah, this was my little contribution to the promotion of your deen. He named his second son Munzir after the great martyr Munzir bin Amr. He named his third son Urwa after the great martyr Urwa bin Amr. He named his fourth son Hamza after the great martyr Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib. He named his fifth son Ja'far after the great martyr Ja'far bin Abi Talib. He named his sixth son Mus'ab after the great martyr Mus'ab bin Umair, regarding whom the Sahaba used to say, if there was anyone deserving of this virtue in the Quran, مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَا عَاهَدُوا اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَا عَاهَدُوا اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَهُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرُ وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا. From among the believers are those who kept up to their promise that they made with Allah. If there's anyone deserving of this virtue, it is Mus'ab ibn Umair radiyallahu anhu. And he named his seventh son Khalid after the great martyr Khalid bin Sa'id radiyallahu ta'ala anhum wa an sa'ir as-sahabati ajma'in. Very briefly, I will highlight it. The ulama have written the third right that our child has over us is to show him love, muhabbat and affection within the boundaries of Islam. To show him love, muhabbat and affection within the boundaries of Islam. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ لَمْ يَرْحَمْ صَغِيرَنَا وَلَمْ يَعْرِفْ حَقَّ كَبِيرَنَا. He is not from among us who doesn't show mercy to our little ones and who does not realize and recognize the rights of our elderly people. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kissed one child. A sahabi by the name of Aqra bin Habis radiyallahu anhu was present. So he said, O Nabi of Allah, atuqabbiluna subiyanakum ya Rasulullah? O Nabi of Allah, do you people kiss your children? Inna li ashratan min al-wuldi, I have 10 sons, I have never kissed them. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man la yarham la yurham. The one that doesn't show mercy will not be shown mercy. And in one hadith it comes, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, what can I do if kindness has been snatched away from your heart? When his son Hazrat Ibrahim radiyallahu anhu passed away, so he started crying. Abdul Rahman ibn Awf radiyallahu anhu was present. He said, O Nabi of Allah, what is this? I can understand if I will cry, perhaps I lack sabr. But O Nabi of Allah, yourself? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, هَذِهِ رَحْمَةٌ جَعَلَهَا اللَّهُ فِي قُلُوبِ الْعِبَادِ. Abdul Rahman, this is mercy that Allah has placed in the hearts of His servants. إِنَّ الْعَيْنَ تَدْمَعْ. In the words of Malana Ibrahim Dawla, damat barakatuhum, حُقُوك بِبَتْلَايَ حُدُود بِبَتْلَايَ. He showed us the rights of this child also, and he showed us the limits also. إِنَّ الْعَيْنَ تَدْمَعْ. The eye is shedding tears. وَالْقَلْبُ يَحْزُنْ. And the heart is full of sorrow, grief and remorse. وَلَا نَقُولُ إِلَّا مَا يَرْضَى بِهِ رَبُّنَا. But we will only utter that which Allah has commanded us to utter, and that is إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. So it is the right of this child that if I'm not going to cry, who will cry? And the limit is, I will not question the authority of Allah. مَنْ شَكَى مُصِيبَةً نَزَلَتْ بِهِ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُو رَبَّهُ. Whoever complains of any calamity that comes his way, he is questioning the authority of Allah. To show them muhabbat, love and affection within the bounds of Islam. Then he mentions that to ensure that only a halal muscle is going down the belly of your children, nothing else. Let us directly understand that our haram earnings is directly connected to the destruction of our children. Allah mentioned in the Quran, addressing the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, Ya ayyuha ar-rusul, kulu min at-tayyibati wa'malu salihah. Eat from the halal things and do good. The commentators have explained the rabt and the connection between the two verses. According to how much halal will go in your stomach, according to that Allah will give you the ability of obeying Him. And let us not for a moment feel that if we have shown our children Makkah and Medina, then we are absolved of the responsibility, and alhamdulillah, there isn't anyone that can grant his children a better gift than us. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, أَدِّبُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ عَلَىٰ ثَلَاثِ خِصَالٍ. Educate your children with three things. حُبَّ نَبِيِّكُمْ, the love of your Nabi. حُبَّ آلِ بَيْتِهِ, the love of his family. And تِلَاوَةَ Al-Quran, the love of Quran and the recitation of the Quran. Today, because we haven't given our children the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so when they go to Makkah and Medina, in the words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ تُحَجُّ أَغْنِيَاءُ أُمَّتِي لِلتَّنَزُّهِ وَأَوْسَاطُهُمْ لِلتِّجَارَةِ وَقُرَّاؤُهُمْ لِلرِّيَاءِ وَالسُّمْعَةِ وَفُقَرَاؤُهُمْ لِلْمَسْأَلَةِ أو كما قال. A time is to come. People, the wealthy category of my ummah will make Makkah and Medina a place of holiday. The middle class will make it a means of business, commerce and transaction.
أتي على الناس زمان تحج أغنياء أمتي للتنزه وأوساطهم للتجارة وقراؤهم للرياء والسمعة وفقراؤهم للمسألة أو كما قال.
A time is to come. People, the wealthy category of my ummah will make Makkah and Medina a place of holiday. The middle class will make it a means of business, commerce and transaction. The knowledgeable and the learned will make it a means of popularity and the poor will make it a venue to beg. So they will come to these holy lands, and rest assured it comes in the hadith, إِذَا خَرَجَ الرَّجُلُ حَاجًا بِنَفَقَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ. When a man leaves home with halal earnings, نَادَاهُ مُنَادٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. One angel announces from the sky, زَادُكَ حَلَال رَاحِلَتُكَ حَلَال حَجُّكَ مَبْرُور. Your ticket was purchased with halal earnings, you have strength that was via halal earnings. Welcome and mubarak to your hajj. وَإِذَا خَرَجَ الرَّجُلُ بِنَفَقَةٍ خَبِيثَةٍ. And when a man leaves his house with polluted income, sometimes he spoke a lie to make that money, sometimes he deceived someone, sometimes he delayed an order of Allah, sometimes he neglected the order of Allah, and he gathered that money to go. It comes in the hadith, that very same angel announced, زَادُكَ حَرَام رَاحِلَتُكَ حَرَام حَجُّكَ غَيْرُ مَبْرُور. Your ticket was purchased with haram earnings. You gained strength. أَيُّمَا عَبْدٍ نَبَتَ لَحْمُهُ مِنْ سُحْتٍ فَالنَّارُ أَوْلَى بِهِ. That flesh which is nourished with an haram muscle is most deserving for Jahannam. So Allah Ta'ala says, لَا لَبَّيْكَ, and the doors are closed. That is why this boy or this father or this family will go and come back, no change will come. He will perhaps pick up his salah at the Jeddah airport and drop it at the Jeddah airport. He will pick up his Islamic dressing at the Jeddah airport and drop it at the Jeddah airport. That's the maximum benefit he will derive from the holy lands of Makkah and Medina. So to ensure that halal goes in that stomach, إِنَّمَا يَأْكُلُونَ فِي بُطُونِهِمْ نَارًا إِنَّمَا يَأْكُلُونَ فِي بُطُونِهِمْ نَارًا. Otherwise what is going, fire is going into that belly. Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahimahumullah comes home and he sees his daughters on the floor out of poverty. He tells his daughters, oh my daughters, I don't like the sight, but I can tolerate it. Let me tell you this much. If your father wanted, he could fill your belly with halal and haram without any tamiz, whether deceiving, deceiving interest, and he could see to every need of yours. But Allah's Qasam, this naked eye of your father's can never see any daughter of his in Jahannam. I'm better off seeing my daughters in this pitiful condition, and I will sympathize and I'll console and I'll cry before Allah. But this is difficult but is tolerated. Wallah, your father can never see his daughters in Jahannam. It is a matter of changing our priorities. And the most important aspect is that when it comes to the options of dunya and akhirat, to give preference to akhirat. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressing Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, a young boy, Ya Ghulain, that means a small boy, ismi tasghir. أُعَلِّمُكَ كَلِمَاتٍ. Let me teach you some words, O my child. اِحْفَظِ اللَّهِ يَحْفَظْكَ. O my son, guard the deen of Allah, Allah's Qasam, Allah will guard you. Protect the deen of Allah, Allah will protect you. Preserve the deen of Allah, Allah will preserve you. Honor the deen of Allah, Allah will honor you. اِحْفَظِ اللَّهِ تَجِدْهُ تُجَاهَكَ. Obey Allah and you will find Allah with you in every aspect of your life. And remember my servant, my nephew, my son, وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ الْأُمَّةَ لَوِجْتَمَعَتْ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَنْفَعُوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَنْ يَنْفَعُوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ لَكَ. If the entire dunya decides to benefit you, only that benefit will come your way which Allah has written for you. And if the entire dunya decides to harm you, وَإِنْ اجْتَمَعُوا عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَضُرُّوكَ بِشَيْءٍ, only that harm will come your way which Allah has decided. رُفِعَتِ الْأَقْلَامِ, the pen of taqdeer has been lifted, وَجَفَّتِ الصُّحُفِ, and the scripture is dry. تَعَرَّفْ إِلَى اللَّهِ فِي أَيَّامِ الرَّخَاءِ يَعْرِفْكَ فِي الشِّدَّةِ. Turn to Allah in days of ease, Allah will recognize you in days of difficulty. When Yunus alayhi salam was in the stomach of the whale, he made dua to Allah. Allah told the malaika, oh my malaika, do you know who is making dua? So the malaika said, عجيب thing, oh Allah, صوت معروف من بلاد غريبة.
it is a known voice from an unknown place. So Allah said, this is my servant Yunus. فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِّ وَكَذَلِكَ نَنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah says, he made the dua, لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين, and we took him out. فَلَوْلَا أَنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُصَبِّحِينَ لَلَبِثَ فِي بَطْنِهِ إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. If it wasn't for this dua, he would have remained in the stomach of the whale till the day of Qiyamah. And remember, see how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is teaching the style. مَا أَصَابَكَ, what afflicted you wasn't to avoid you. وَمَا أَخْطَأَكَ, and what avoided you wasn't to afflict you. And after anything has happened to you, in the words of Muslim, لَا تَقُلْ لَوْ فَإِنَّ لَوْ تَفْتَحُ عَمَلَ الشَّيْطَانِ. Don't say, if I had to avoid this, if I didn't use this route, it wouldn't have happened. Once it has been decided, then it is over. Don't ever use the word if after anything has happened. Now let us understand and see the barakat and the blessings. We know the famous incident of Musa alayhi salam and Khidr alayhi salam. When he passes by that locality, and the three incidents that transpired. One was when they came by past the locality in the ward, and they asked those people to be hospitable. فَأَبَوْا أَن يُضَيِّفُوهُمَا, they refused. And on the outskirts of the town, there was a wall that was about to collapse. فَأَقَامَ, Khidr alayhi salam straightened that wall. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam told him, قَالَ لَوْ شِئْتَ لَتَّخَذْتَ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا. قَالَ لَوْ شِئْتَ لَتَّخَذْتَ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا. O Khidr, we asked them to be hospitable, they refused, we are hungry, you did them a favor, why don't you ask them some money? Of course, this was the point of separation, هَذَا فِرَاقُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنِي. Then the Quran explains the hidden wisdom of Allah in these three decisions, in these three episodes that transpired. وَأَمَّا الْجِدَارُ فَكَانَ لِغُلَامَيْنِ يَتِيمَيْنِ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ وَأَمَّا الْجِدَارُ فَكَانَ لِغُلَامَيْنِ يَتِيمَيْنِ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ وَكَانَ تَحْتَهُ كَنْزٌ لَهُمَا وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا فَأَرَادَ رَبُّكَ أَنْ يَبْلُغَا أَشُدَّهُمَا وَيَسْتَخْرِجَا كَنْزَهُمَا رَحْمَةً مِنْ رَبِّكَ وَمَا فَعَلْتُهُ عَنْ أَمْرِي ذلك تأويل ما لم تستع عليه صبرا. Regarding that wall that was about to collapse, beneath that was a treasure that belonged to two youngsters. Now why did Allah take additional precaution in protecting the treasures of these two youngsters? The commentators have highlighted this portion of the ayat. وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا. Their father was a very pious man, and he made an effort of implementing this piety in his children. So Allah Ta'ala did not only protect him, Allah Ta'ala protected the treasure and his offspring after him of this dunya. We want, when our child leaves home, Allah tu hifazat karje, Allah tu joje, Allah you be with them, Allah you protect them. On the piety of the father, Muhammad ibn Munkadir rahimahumullah commentating on this ayat, right? إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيَحْفَظُ بِالرَّجُلِ الصَّالِحِ وَلَدَهُ وَوَلَدَ وَلَدِهِ وَالدُّوَيْرَاتُ الَّتِي حَوْلَهُ. On the piety of a father, when he makes an effort of implementing it into his children, Allah will protect him, his children, his grandchildren, and the people that live in his neighborhoods. And not only in this dunya, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah gives us the great tidings. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَاتَّبَعَتْهُمْ ذُرِّيَّتُهُمْ بِإِيمَانٍ أَلْحَقْنَا بِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ أَلْحَقْنَا بِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَمَا أَلَتْنَاهُمْ مِنْ عَمَلِهِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ كُلُّ امْرِئٍ بِمَا كَسَبَ رَهِينٌ. Allah says, when you will have piety and you will bring piety into your children, and then on the day of Qiyamah, if there is a difference of stage in Jannah, that perhaps the parents are in Jannatul Firdaus and the children are not in Jannatul Firdaus, Allah Ta'ala says, knowing very well that how can a man appreciate his Jannah when his children are not with him? We can cancel vacations when the child is sick or for any other thing of that nature. On the piety of the father, when he will make an effort of bringing that piety in the children to maintain unity amongst the family, Allah will not drop the status of the parents low. Instead, Allah will raise the status of the children, and Allah will put them also in Firdaus when the father will make an effort of bringing piety into his children. That is the fruits that Allah Pak will show us in this dunya also, and Allah will show us in akhirat also. When we will give our children the correct Islamic upbringing, then inshallah one hadith will be sufficient for them to understand the responsibility. For example, Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when we have taught them the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to what extent? Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, La anta ya Rasulallah ahabbu ilayya. O Nabi sallallahu, you are more beloved to me than everything but myself. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Umar, remove that but, otherwise your iman is not yet complete. O Umar, remove that but. He looks into his heart.
لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين.
None of you can be a true believer until I am not more beloved to him than his wife, his children, and humanity at large.
Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, now when we will put the love of Allah and the love of the Nabi of Allah into the hearts of our children, one hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya ma'ashar al-shabab, all the group of youth, man istata'a minkum al-ba'ata falyatazawwaj, those of you that have the ability of performing nikah, do not delay. فَإِنَّهُ أَغَضُّ لِلْبَصَرِ وَأَحْسَنُ لِلْفَرْجِ. This will enable you to lower your gaze and guard your chastity. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِي. And those among you who do not have the ability because of lack of finance or anything of that matter, فَعَلَيْهُ بِالصَّوْمِ فَإِنَّهُ لَهُ وِجَى. Then he should fast and keep soam in abundance. This will assist him in curbing his desire. Now when we will put in the heart of our son the love of the Nabi of Allah, then one hadith will be sufficient. مَنْ كَانَ مُوسِرًا لِأَنْ يَنْكِحَ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَنْكِحْ فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي. That one who has the ability of performing nikah and then does not perform nikah, he is not from amongst me. لَأَنْ يُطْعَنَ فِي رَأْسِ أَحَدِكُمْ بِمَخِيطٍ مِّنْ حَدِيدٍ خَيْرٌ لَهُ مِنْ أَنْ يَمُسَّ إِمْرَأَةً لَا تَحِلُّ لَهُ. الله أكبر. It's the words of Tibrani on the authority of Ma'qil ibn Yasar رضي الله عنه. It is better for you, O my Sahaba, that a steel may be driven into your head. لَأَنْ يُطْعَنَ فِي رَأْسِ أَحَدِكُمْ. It is better for you that a nail be driven into your head than you touch the hand or the palm of a strange woman. Today, in the absence of these teachings, what has happened? Immorality has become common. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua, Allahumma la yudrikni zamanun la yuttaba'u fihi al-alim wa la yustahya fihi min al-halim. Allah, let me not see that zamana when people don't follow divine guidance, and let me not live in that era, O Allah, when haya and modesty will leave the ummah to such an extent that they won't even have haya and modesty for the elderly and the learned. We cannot say, Allah, let me not stay in that zamana, we are living in that zamana. The minimum we can say, Allah, let it not happen in my house. And if every brother and every listener will say that, inshallah, there will be an instant revolution, say inshallah, respected brothers. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in one hadith, we will end shortly inshallah. Ajib hadith, very frighteningly. Al-haya'u wal-imanu qurana'u jami'a, fa'idha rufi'a ahaduhuma rufi'a al-akhir. وفي رواية فإذا سلب أحدهما تبعه الآخر. إيمان and modesty are two companions. When one leaves, the next one follows. If modesty and haya has left us or our children, I'm only mentioning this hadith to understand the seriousness of the matter. If modesty has left us, then the next thing to leave is Iman. Allah protect and forbids. But we are living in that time. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَبِيعُ دِينَهُ بِعَرَضٍ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا, in the words of Muslim Sharif. A man will sell his entire dunya for a trivial benefit. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا تَرَكْتُ بَعْدِي فِتْنَةَ أَضَرُّ عَلَى الرِّجَالِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ. I have not left behind me a greater test for the males of my ummah than the fitna of women. My respected brothers and listeners, we are all sinners. And there is great room for improvement for everyone. Till the time of death, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَقْبَلُ تَوْبَةَ الْعَبْدِ مَا لَمْ يُغَرْغِرْ. A Muslim is one who must never become despondent. In fact, Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, مَرَّ أَبُو الدَّرْدَى عَلَى رَجُلٍ قَدْ أَصَابَ ذَنْبًا. Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu passed by one person who had committed a sin. وَالنَّاسُ يَسُبُّونَهُ. And people were criticizing him. Then how can you do this? How can you do this? Hazrat Abu Darda told the people, لَا تَسُبُّوا أَخَاكُمْ. How can you ever sway your Muslim brother? And how can you ever criticize your Muslim brother? In fact, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لَا تُظْهِرِ الشَّمَاتَةَ لِأَخِيكَ. Do not exercise and express joy and happy on the sin or the pain of your brother. Allah ta'ala will shortly remove him from that problem, and Allah will afflict the same or one worse than that on you. Today it's a common statement. We are living in a zamana where what is on the tongue is not in the heart, and where what is in the heart is not on the tongue. I was sorry to hear what happened to you in the heart. In a tayyu taharu. He needed something like this. La tuzhirish. So Abu Darda radiallahu anhu said, La tasubbu akhakum wahmadullaha alladhi aafakum. Praise Allah that Allah has protected you. Araaytum law wajadtumuhu fi hufratin. If you had to find your brother in a hole, what would you have done? You would have picked him up in the very same way. This is your Muslim brother. So they told Abu Darda, أَتَلَا تُبْغِدُهُ يَا أَبَ الدَّرْدَهُ. Abu Darda, he does such wrong. Don't you hate the man? He says, إِنَّمَا أُبْغِدُ عَمَلُهُ.
I hate his action and I love him.
He is my Muslim brother. How can I grudge him? He is my brother. He has committed a sin today. I'll commit a sin tomorrow. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لو لم تذنبون لذهب الله بكم ولجاء بقوم يذنبون فيستغفرون الله فيغفر لهم.
If you will not sin, Allah will replace you by a nation that will sin, and then will ask Allah forgiveness and Allah will forgive. Although in this hadith we are not been encouraged to sin, the thing that is highlighted is to ask Allah for forgiveness. And Allah says, وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And who can pardon your sins other than Allah? We come back to one ayah that I mentioned in the beginning and two hadith and we will end. Allah Ta'ala mentions, what is the cure? What is the solution? We have highlighted some of our flaws and our weaknesses. Allah says, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكَ وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلتَّقْوَى.
Remain firm on salah and command your children to perform salah. Salah has the ability of preventing you from every evil. We don't have to look at anything. Every father and child, let's make this intention that inshallah we are going to perform salah 5 times in the masjid. Say inshallah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Rahimallahu walidan a'ana waladahu ala birri. Oh Allah, you shower your mercy and you help that father. It's not my dua, it's the dua of your Nabi direct for you, oh my father. Oh Allah, you help that father who makes an effort in trying to bring his children on your obedience. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi says, when a person starts an act of good, he will first do it out of name and fame, then he will do it out of habit, and then he will do it out of ibadat. If we study the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, muru awladakum bis salati wa hum abna'u sab'atin, command your children to perform salah at the age of 7. At that age, they will perform it from 7 to 10 because the father is watching. At the age of 10, they will perform it out of habit that we've been performing for the last 3 years. And inshallah, the day they will become baligh, that is the day they will perform salah out of ibadat in the sweetness of ibadat. Today we want our children to start salah at the age of 15. So first 5 years they're doing it out of name, and that is also if it is constant. Next 5 years out of habit, that also if it is constant. Then some 10-15 years later does it become ibadat. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَا نَحَلَ وَالِدٌ وَلَدًا أَفْضَلَ مِنْ أَدَبٍ حَسَنٍ. Many parents are giving many children gifts and presents. And alhamdulillah, I have given my son this and I have given him that. Let us see what does Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say. What is the best thing you can give your children? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, there is no better gift you can give your children other than good manners. لَأَنْ يُعَدِّبَ الرَّجُلُ وَلَدَهُ خَيْرٌ لَهُ مِنْ أَنْ يَتَصَدَّقَ بِسَاعٍ. It is better for you to give them the correct upbringing than to give charity in the path of Allah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make our children pious. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make them the coolness of our eyes. And may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala those of our parents that have left this dunya, Allah ta'ala fill the graves with nur. Those that are desirous of children, Allah give them children. Recite Durood Sharif. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم اجعل أولادنا برا تقيا. اللهم اجعل أولادنا برا تقيا. اللهم اجعل أولادنا برا تقيا وأنبتهم في الإسلام نباتا حسنا. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم اهد شباب المسلمين واجعلهم هداة مهتدين لا ضالين ولا مضلين. اللهم اهد نساء المسلمين. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما أبقيتنا. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما أبقيتنا. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. برحمتك يا أرحم.